Good morning and welcome into another edition of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. And Dr. Beth joins us once again on the phone lines. Good morning, Doctor. How are you today?
Hi, Mike. I'm fine. How are you?
Doing pretty good as we are into 2022. And now that we've made it through the holidays and working our way into this month and this year, it's a good time to kind of talk about, you know, restarts and changing things up a little bit, some new beginnings, yeah?
Right, exactly. And, you know, and this, the next three, really, we're talking about aspects of mental health, what can help our mental health as we're making these changes. And some of them are just plain imposed on us. Things are different.
All right. So let's dive on in. What are we focusing on today?
So today we're going to talk about trustworthiness. You know, and I want you, our listeners to know that what I base things on is what I see come up in the office a lot. You know, like, how did I get so blindsided? So I started thinking about trustworthiness. Are we trusting the right people, and how do we know? Now, most people's parents probably said something to them like, if everyone was jumping off a bridge, would you too? You know, we have to think, are we following a crowd, or are we paying attention to what is right? Are we picking the right people and information to follow? So, you know, how do we know, and why do we care? You know, we are naturally at odds, at conflict, because we are born wanting to be good and wanting to fit in, and sometimes those things don't match. So what we want to do is be thinking about, how can we tell the difference? Is there a way of knowing if somebody is worthy of being trusted or not? So here's a little list. When words and actions don't match, don't trust the person. When they're inconsistent over time and settings, they're not trustworthy. If they offer shortcuts to success, oh, you know, you can be famous, you can have a fortune, you can have status. You don't have to do all that stuff. They're probably not trustworthy. They ignore laws or ethical social norms. If they redefine words and twist things so that it's kind of confusing, not trustworthy. So what they do tells us, but also how we feel when we're with them. You know, we can be anxious or start getting fearful. Or we try to control it. Like, if you don't want to ask them a question, that probably means they're not trustworthy. If you feel like, oh, I'm trapped, I've got to do what they say, or I'm making decisions and actions that are impulsive without giving good thought or what could happen, they're probably not trustworthy. Nobody wants to follow somebody who's not trustworthy, who doesn't really have our best interests at heart. And so if we're going to escape those kinds of situations, we want to pay attention. Early detection is the best. The sooner you see it, the better, and the easier it is to step back. You know, like, you're running around with a bunch of kids at school, and at the first party they start doing something that's out of line, that's the last party you should go to. Accept the fact that sometimes people aren't honest.
Yeah.
Sometimes they lie on purpose or by accident. They don't know. But if they don't own it, you want to watch out. It's important to have a neutral person who, with some wisdom and experience, that you can say, hey, does this make sense to you? Because you want to run it by somebody. Be in a group of people that you trust so you can run it by them as well. When in doubt, do not comply. Don't go along with the story. Don't go along with the, you know, we're just going to stop by the bank, I'll be right out, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
Then you're the getaway car. And remember that it is going to cost us something. You know, somebody's going to say something mean to us if we don't want to do it with them, you follow their ideas or whatever. We want to be able to make those sacrifices because in the long run, it's better for us. You know, my part of living on this planet is really tough. There's a lot of values, clarifications, and we've got to decide who and what we're going to follow. And for the sake of our mental health, we want to be careful about who we trust. I don't know if you've ever had to do that for your kids.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, there's some good stuff here because, I mean, you have to, at some point, trust your instinct too, right? There's a gut feeling that kind of comes in with whether someone is trustworthy or not. You can kind of feel it sometimes.
Exactly. And that's that, like you say, you feel it in the pit of your stomach, and that's that anxiety, like, I should be paying attention. Yep, absolutely.
Well, there's all kinds of good materials on this particular topic. Sources on the website if you want to check out safeharboril.com, Safe Harbor and Dr. Beth, each with Facebook pages. These recordings are available at safeharboril.com on the website. You can also call Safe Harbor Counseling for more information at 630-466-8657. Make sure you join us again next week at the same time for another edition of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.